All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to be going over the genocide that's taking place over inside of Syria. I felt very, very convicted about doing this, and I wanted to make sure that everybody here is able to, understand what's going on over there. I did decide to make this a members-only video. It's not monetized by any means. And the reason we are doing this is because we want to make sure that, number one, I can share everything that I want to share on this video, that people don't get away with, anything that they're doing over there, but you guys are able to see what's actually happening. Now, as you guys slowly start rolling in here, I just made it a members only stream, so I'm expecting you guys to start rolling in here in just a sec. And as you guys do, and as you guys get in here, we will slowly get into these videos and we will talk about what's going on. I'm going to give you a complete situation brief over what the situation is on the ground and what's actually taking place and happening over inside of Syria, over inside of Sudan. We need to have a serious discussion about what's actually taking place and going on in there, because it's not what it's being made out to be, in my opinion. And I hope that you guys actually kind of agree with me. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I see you guys rolling in now. As everybody's starting to slowly roll in here into this members only live session, I'm also going to let you guys know that I'm looking in and going into further stories. We're going to be, I'm looking at going to Wyoming. There is a sheriff that's actually being very public about cracking down on the illegal aliens driving semi trucks that are up there. So I just fired off an email to them this morning, and I'm trying to get a hold of that sheriff in particular to go do a ride along. They've already made multiple arrests of CDLs that are coming out of sanctuary states, sanctuary cities, but sanctuary states where all this crap is taking place, and they're putting the crackdown on it. So I want to go over and I want to get with them. But this morning I want to bring your guys' attention to what's actually happening and what's going on over there. Now, UN, United States have all recognized that there is a genocide taking place. Now, I know that you guys are not probably likely as familiar with Africa as you are some other places in the world. So let's just start off by giving you guys kind of like a once overview of where we're talking about when we go in there. To kind of orient you guys to Central Africa, you have East Africa, which kind of basically cuts off at Kenya, Ethiopia, Eritrea, Djibouti, Somalia. And then you go into Central Africa, where you have Uganda, the DRC, and Sudan, and then you have South Sudan and North Sudan. And the Darfur region is located right up over here on your map. And that is where all of this stuff started going down earlier this year. Now, this civil war, if you will, has been raging for quite a while, but it has picked up quite, it has picked up quite the pace here over the last, 10 to 12 months. I mean, it's been going on for a while, but it's really, really started to pick up the pace over there. And what you have is you have the Sudanese armed forces, and then you have these different rebel groups that are out there basically fighting against them. Now, this term Christian genocide has been thrown out there quite a bit about what's going on, as if Muslims are just running across the country, killing all the Christians. And like, that is their main goal. Now, that's like a subcategory, in my opinion, from what I've been able to find and what I've been able to do. You have a country that is predominantly Muslim. It's like over 95% Muslim inside of Sudan. And the Christian population is a very small minority. Now, the Christians aren't the only ones that are being killed by these rebel groups, and truthfully, by the government themselves. We're going to go over that today. So it's not just these particular rebel groups that are doing it. Now, there is one in particular that is just crushing them over there. But there is also the issues with the Sudanese government and who's backing these different groups and everything that goes into it. So there's a lot more that goes into it. But whether or not Christians are actually being killed and they're being genocided, I think that is a valid term to be used. I want to show you guys this one video, and oddly enough, this stuff kind of reminds me of October 7th. What you're looking at is a father that ended up FaceTiming his son over there as some of this fighting is taking place and going down. So you primarily have like the government forces and the rebel forces that are fighting against the government. The rebel forces are primarily the ones that have been charged with this whole like genocidal portion, at least when it gets attributed to the Christians. But they're also going over there and they're killing, non-Arab Muslims and all sorts of people that they just don't think fit their agenda. This does remind me of some of the stuff that I ended up seeing on October 7th. Now, I'm going to warn you guys before we get into all of this footage and we start going over this stuff today. If you are going to be squeamish, you might not want to watch this video. But I think it's very important to be able to show you guys the truth of everything that's going on.
لا
So this is the son sitting at home in safety, and that is the dad, and you can hear the gunfire going off in the background, and the dad's telling his kid that he's not going to make it. Now, these next videos I'm about to put up on the screen, these are the rebel groups, like predominantly your Muslim rebel group that's actually out there, that's actually like crushing all of this crap. Now, this incident, like all of these things have been so bad, right? And I want you guys to see what I put up on your screen. All of this is taking place on such a wide scale. You can see what people are reporting as massive amounts of blood from satellites, right? So, I mean, when we're talking genocide, we're talking about a very real genocide here where you have piles of bodies, mass graves, they're rounding up everybody in these different villages. And some of the stuff that you're about to see, I'm warning you, it's going to be very disturbing. Again, there's a reason we're doing this on the members only mode, right? And this isn't going to be very pretty. This isn't going to be beautiful by any means. It's going to be some of the more disturbing stuff that I've shown you guys, even for you guys that have been around here for quite a while and have been hanging out, but it's absolutely going down. And these guys, the particular rebel group that we're talking about is the RSF that's going around and murdering these people as they go in. Now, this is a smaller incident, right? This is one of a smaller incident that's taking place inside of that country. And again, this is the RSF that's just lining people up like it's the dang Holocaust. Now you guys hear them saying Allah Akbar afterwards. I just updated the stream to 18 plus because I realized that's something that needs to be done before I get into this as well. And you guys hear them saying Allah Akbar. Now it's not determined whether or not these are actually Christians that are on the ground or not. It's not determined whether or not these are Christians that they just executed or whether or not they're fellow Muslims that are just like, you know, the non-Arab or however they view it. All right. But this is the type of stuff that's taking place. Now, again, this is a smaller incident. This is just one of many that's going down. No cries of genocide at all. You're absolutely correct. And there is people that are out there and they're painting this as solely kind of like a Christian genocide and a very good reason. Now, this is reportedly what you're about to watch right here. Is a bunch of people that were fleeing in a convoy before the RSF ended up making it to their village. And they ended up getting caught up. And when I say it reminds me of October 7th, that's literally what I mean. So what you're about to see is an entire convoy of people that ended up getting cut off, right? And they slaughtered and killed everybody that was there. Now, probably the craziest part to me about this video is these guys are celebrating as people are still being murdered in the background. Okay, like you can hear one more gunshots taking place. That's them going around and executing people. Again, here is the what I believe to be the aftermath of that particular incident. I have no idea how much time had passed in between that first video and this one, but it does appear to be the same location, same amount of vehicles. If it is a separate incident, it is a huge separate incident, but just want to warn you guys that you're going to be seeing the bodies and things like that are going to be like laid on the ground behind these people. Now, I think probably one of the most disturbing parts about this entire incident is how proud these people are of what they're doing. You can hear them saying, Alhamdulillah. You can, you know, obviously saying Allah Akbar. And all of those other things. But the question is whether or not these are Christians or whether or not they're Muslims. And again, there's a 95% chance that a lot of the people in these videos are fellow Muslims that they're over there murdering as they attempt to take control from the government. But there is a lot of Christians that are being murdered over there as well. They are being given the opportunity to convert to Islam or face death. They are taking women and children, but they're also murdering a lot of women and children. For the videos that I'm putting up here on the screen right now for you, these are some of the less gory, I guess I could say, of what's actually going on over there. And so if we're to clarify this, you know, again, for those of you guys that are just jumping in here, maybe you missed it. You know, we're talking about the Darfur region. Now, this issue that's taking place with all of this radical Islam and killing and all of that crap, if you're to actually, and it's not just over inside Sudan, you could actually take and you could pretty much draw a east-west running line going all the way over to Burkina Faso and just cutting right through like all of these countries, and you would just see a line that goes across and a bunch of different like dots, some places worse than others, of all of this crap going down. And it's not just in Sudan. Sudan's got a civil war, right, that's taking place with inside of it. I would classify as a civil war that's taking place inside of it. And the end result of that is what I had just put up on your screen there. Now, I want to pause it here because I want to show you guys, and I don't know if you caught this in the first one. This is not enemy combatants. These are civilians that were within those villages. And you can see that, like, as you come back and you take a look at some of the things, like some of the people are not wearing shoes, all civilian clothes. There's no fighting load carriers on them. There's no firearms. There's no weapons. And they just have them on the side of the road. And chances are that these folks were attempting to flee the fighting and get away from where everything was at when they ended up getting caught by these guys. And then they just go and they murder them over on the side of the road. And I would love to tell you that that is not the culture in Africa, right? But just like I talk about the Middle East, and just like I talk about knowing the culture over inside of Ukraine, just like I talk about knowing these different cultures, you know, Africa's got a very, very long history of a lot of things like this that are actually taking place. From my experience in Africa, life has a different value to it there. It could be as little value for a loaf of bread. It could be value for something even smaller. But I mean, people get killed over there for a lot of different things. And so when we see things like this over in the West, we look at it and we go, okay, well, this is 100% genocide. And by all means, definition, that's what's taking place. Right, it's been declared by the UN. US has recognized it as well. There is a genocide happening over there. And there's also people starving. It is the only actual place recognized as well where there is a widespread famine because of all of this fighting. So not only do we have an actual genocide and an actual famine that's taking place, you got to ask yourself, why is it that the world is so silent on this, and why are we so concerned with Gaza? I'm going to keep pressing on. For those of you that might have missed it, there is that map that I ended up showing. Excuse me, not the map, but the satellite view. And this is from 27 October, right? 27 October, showing all of the blood spatter on the ground in all these major locations. Those appear to be all sites of mass killings that ended up taking place, all right? And people are pissed, you know. But and people are saying that it is. How do I want to say this? People are saying that it's a genocide against the Christians, and while Christians are being genocided over there, you got to understand that that is not the main cause behind it. It's a subcategory of what they're doing, okay? So it's not like these guys have set out to go do it. Now, this video ends up coming out of a hospital just north of Darfur, all right? They ended up capturing Darfur a few months ago. The RSF did, all right? The rebels that we're talking about. We haven't even gotten to the Sudanese government yet, and we'll get there in just a sec. But this is north of Darfur. And you're about to take a walk through the hospital. Same warnings apply as all the other videos.
انزل على الريق انزل بس ايوه عنده حلو انا من عنده على الماريه اللي ده جسم سمو قال الناس يشوفوها بس لوك ظهيره لا هزار لا هلا لا والله كان انا حي ها هاي ما تنوم يا ولد داك ما ينوم نوم مالك هذا لوك على رجليك ما تنوم
هاي جاي
ما تنوم تعال نحل فوقهم يا هاي خلاص
من
دير برضه يا نون حل داني داك.
If you couldn't tell, they killed everybody. I'm not sure how that one person ended up surviving to that point with everybody else that's all around them that has been dead. But this is the situation on the ground, ladies and gentlemen. And a lot of you guys have been asking me to cover it and go over the different things that are happening. And so that's exactly what I'm doing. Here's another one. And again, this is that RSF, okay?
Yalla billa. بلا
They completely staged that video. Set that up to make sure that they were able to do that. They're celebrating. The guy obviously takes his machine gun. His other buddy set up there to view it. They turn the other guy around. He doesn't even bother executing him in like a good, I don't even know how to say it. Like I'd call an execution like, I don't want to use the term humane, but for the love of God, man, you could at least put one on the back of his head before you started pumping his body with rounds, you know? Pretty sure the first round went into that guy's back, which ended up crippling him before he ended up pumping him full of rounds. But these guys will sit there and they'll celebrate. And it's a very common theme that I see when I go over and I look over all of these different videos to where they're just going after him. And again, you know, you can sit here and you can scream that it's so effing wrong. We can scream that this is a genocide. We can scream that there's a mass murder. We can scream that Christians are being targeted and that the Muslims are being targeted. And this group right here, the RSF, you know, I talked about it probably last year, the beginning of this year, sometime around there, I actually brought this up. And the commander of the RSF was filmed on video, actually taking part in all of this after the raid of one particular village, telling them to basically kill everybody. I might be able to pull it off my X feed. I might've shared it over there, but I mean, he's literally going around telling everybody to like continue to murder, right? And go after it. Now he is not the only one that's doing that. Just FYI, right? There's lots of other people that are doing it. And the shooting of these people is probably more humane than some of the other stuff I've came across. Remember when I told you they give them a chance to convert? The Christians in particular, they give them a chance to convert. It's not like they just ask them before they murder them. Sometimes it is them just asking them before they murder them. Sometimes it's this. This is not an isolated incident. This is not an isolated incident. There's many other videos like this that I came across. I just figured I'm going to show you guys one. I don't agree with showing stuff to this extent, and just beating it into the bush, or I'm sorry, beating it into the ground, right? But I have to show these things to you guys to let you know that these things are taking place. And unfortunately, in this world, there is like this need for documenting things, and people won't believe it unless they see it with their own eyes. So, like I said, the problem is multifaceted. You do have a 95% plus majority Muslim population, right, that lives there. You do have a government force, right, that's there, but you also have a rebel force. And that rebel force, yes, they are killing Christians, but they're at least, I want to say at least, they are giving them a chance to convert. Oftentimes it looks like what you see up on your screen before they end up killing them. They're also lining them up in massive ditches, right? And just, I mean, literal mass graves. I think I shared one of these mass graves on a live session like a month ago, and showing a preacher that was standing in the middle of it. I mean, his entire village had been wiped out. There's hundreds of bodies that are being laid, they're being killed on a daily basis, hundreds, if not thousands. It just kind of depends on where it's at. And so they're rolling from location to location, and they're just murdering everybody they come across. I warn you guys, before you take a look at these next images on your screen, again, I know I've already given the warning, but if you're wheezy, now's the time to look away. It's a mother and her child before they ended up getting shot. And you can see that they have dug, if you look at it, they have that huge ditch that's being dug right there. And the other thing in a different video that I'm choosing not to put up here is they had these people digging their own graves, not these two in particular, but some of these villagers, they'll force the villagers to dig their own mass graves out there. And instead of shooting them, they're actually burying them alive. All right. Again, these are the types of, like, I can show you this still video before I show you a mother and her child getting murdered. But they literally ended up putting people in the graves that they dug, forced them to crawl inside and buried them alive inside of the graves that they made. This is the next one I'm going to warn you about before I go over to the next. You're about to see people hanging from a tree. Here you see a mother with her two children. This is reportedly a Christian woman. And you can see, you know, this tarp that's over in the background. In my opinion, they live in a very small village that these folks had gone into. I mean, words can't describe what's actually taking place over there. There is a lot of people that are blaming the UAE for arming the rebels that are doing this stuff. The UAE is adamant and claiming that they're not the ones that are doing it. The Sudanese armed forces have actually came out, and you're going to see that here in just a minute, and claim that they are the ones that are supplying them and giving them the weapon system. They've definitely captured weapon systems that came from there. Question is where are they coming from? I'm not looking, listening to Maddie have my TV on also. Thank you. Yeah, sorry, Linda. But this is important for you guys to see. This is important for you guys to see, in my opinion, to know exactly what's happening. And again, for being Christians, right? But they're murdering everybody, just to be clear. Right. And so this isn't just Christians that are being murdered. There's a small portion of the population inside of Sudan that's actually Christian. It's predominantly Muslim. And like I said, they're murdering way more Muslims than they are Christians, just because there's way more Muslims that are there. But they're also have no problem doing it to the Christians. Smokey says this is the Islam I know that I went to war to get rid of. Damn it. When will people listen? Smokey, they won't. They won't listen. And that's why I put things like this up on the screen, right? That's why, you know, I was speaking out for so dang long against Hamas and against the PIJ and against Hezbollah and against the rest of them. This is literally what they're doing, going from place to place. Now, this is just on the side of this is just on the side of the rebels. We haven't even begun to discuss what the government's doing. The government's doing the same shit. just to be perfectly clear, government's also going into these different villages. The government's also going after these people, right? And if they get accused of being with the RAF or family members of the RAF, they're murdering them as well. So they're going after the rebel groups, and they're murdering the families, and they're murdering everybody that has to do with the rebel groups. And so while I look at this and I say, this has been attributed to the rebel group that is out there murdering Christians, understand that it is also a possibility when you see this photo that maybe that's not what's happening in here. Because the truth is that it is too hard to tell. Now, in my opinion, this is likely, you know, the fault of the rebel group over there. But it could also be others. And human trafficking. Human trafficking is taking place as well.
أي الفطور فقط ولم تعد ثاني أي هناك أي وجبة غذائية تقدم لهؤلاء الناس وجبة واحدة في اليوم لذلك نرى الهزال على أجساد الأطفال والنساء بسبب الجوع في مدينة الفاجر بسبب الحصار الجائر الذي تفرضه قوات الدعم السري مشاهد قاسية هي لهؤلاء الناس تقدم وجبة.
Now, I told you guys that an actual famine was taking place over there. These are the types of things that I would expect to see coming out of Gaza that we haven't seen, other than kids that are afflicted with like different diseases and stuff. And maybe that boy that's over like in the blue right there, maybe he's got a disease or he's got something going on and he can't get medical care. But the other thing that you'll notice is in this, it is women and children. Now, I have seen videos afterwards of things like this, and then it's just the women and children that end up getting murdered as well. So it is possible that these people end up going into human trafficking, getting taken as slaves, getting put into different things like that. But it's also possible that every single person that you see on the screen right now ended up getting shot and killed. Right, that all of these people are now in a mass grave, or that their bodies are just strewn upon the ground somewhere over there. One of the videos I chose not to show you guys, because it's too much, in my opinion, is this one right here. They took this, they were running people down, running people down who were fleeing. This man, they had him laying on the ground and just ran over him back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. But I mean, the stuff is kind of like commonplace, right, over there, for what's going on. So yeah, you know, we scream genocide, and we say Christians are being murdered. That's true. But there is a deeper narrative behind all of this. It's a lot more complicated than what people are making it out to be. People are trying to claim that this is just Islamists going after Christians. It's not. They're going after and they're murdering everybody. And it just so happens that the Christians are getting like the brunt of this when they end up coming into their towns and everything else. Now, this man that I'm about to put up here, excuse me while I get it. This is, I can't remember, I believe this is the commander of the Sudanese armed forces. And when I said, like, the way I picture what's taking place inside of Sudan, minus the innocents that are being killed, is basically two enemies, right? Like, I don't like the Sudanese government, and I definitely don't like the rebels that are there. And it's unfortunate that we have people going in. Again, commander of the Sudanese armed forces, you're about to hear him speak, and you can read the subtitles.
في البوسنة في أذربيجان كله عداء واحد وبعد ما نخلص من الحوالات إن شاء الله هذه السرايا وهذه الكتائب وهذه الجحافل طوال كلها تبلغ غزة إن شاء الله بعد ما ندقون هنا ذلك نضيفه ونسحقون إن شاء الله.
After we knocked down, what was that last line? After we knocked them down here, Why is it not showing? Yeah, so basically after we knock them down here, then we can go and start taking care of that. So this reminds me a lot of some of like the sectarian type stuff that was taking place over in Iraq back in the day. But the bottom line is that you have a lot of Muslim on Muslim violence that's taking place over inside of that country, and someone's going to emerge victorious. And the question is there anybody on the right side of history here? And in my opinion, the answer is no. In my opinion, the answer is you have an Islamic country that's taken this to extremes. You had a rebel group that ended up coming up that's now taking things to extremes. And the government's also taking things to extremes. I told you that the Sudanese Armed Forces isn't any better, that they're also doing it. This is the deputy commander of the Sudanese Armed Forces speaking to a group of soldiers. So blow that nice and big up on your screen so that you can read it. I don't need any prisoner at all. He ordered them to kill everybody, to not take prisoners. So when I tell you that it's just not the rebel group that's over there murdering people, it's also the government. It's also murdering people. I don't know how else to explain this to you. I think people are painting this in a completely and totally different light over what's going on. Allegedly, this lady was immediately prosecuted by the Syrian, or excuse me, I keep wanting to call them Syrian Armed Forces, by the Sudanese military for providing water to people. Allegedly, this woman was raped and murdered for doing what I just told you. And as I said, international players are allegedly involved here. This is the commander of the Sudanese military speaking to the UAE.
وكتب بكتب مع الجيش السوداني احنا موجودين هنا مثل الاعلام موجودين هنا قاتل يعني قاتلون ومقتولين مع الجيش السوداني ده ما في جيش ولا في مواطن والرساله يا ابن زايد ويا القحافه كثر الله خيركم على الهدايا الثمينه من الامارات واموال البترول التي ارادت ان تقتل بها الشعب السوداني لكن باذن الله يعني حنرد لهم كيد في نحرهم هذه الهديه قبلت ومبروك بإذن الله تعالى وإن شاء الله هدايا جاية الله أكبر جيش واحد شعب واحد
جيش واحد شعب واحد
جيش واحد شعب واحد
لا لا للعملاء
لا لا للعملاء
لا لا للمرتزقة
لا لا للمرتزقة
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
So people are alleging, particularly the Sudanese military, that, and I love that he just randomly throws Jews in there. I'm not even sure where Jews even come into the picture here, but saying that the UAE ended up funding the rebels, giving them that stuff. And that's where those accusations are coming across. And again, the UAE is adamantly denying this. Now, I could take and I could flip through video after video for you guys of all of this stuff and just show you how all of this is going down. But at the end of the day, That's what's taking place. UN, are they even involved? Well, UN, sure. Peacekeepers, good question where they're at. They have been doing their best to work with the Sudanese Sudan government in order to start getting people and things in there. But they just have been, quite frankly, unsuccessful of doing it. I don't think that Sudan wants the UN to know exactly what's going on inside of there. And it's very clear, in my opinion, very, very clear, in my opinion, that both sides that are on this fight are murdering their own people. You got the Sudanese military that's murdering civilians that they feel like are part of the rebel group or anybody else. And you have the rebel group that's going in and taking over massive amounts of villages and people, and anybody that's fleeing, anybody that remains behind, anybody that they're hands on, they're murdering everybody. And then the government turns around and does the exact same thing when they're accusing those people of being with the rebel group. If I was to give you guys, like, we can go back to history and we can say that all of this crap started like 20 plus years ago over inside of Sudan. And so this isn't like this issue just came out of nowhere. This has been a very ongoing conflict that has kind of evolved. You ended up having a bunch of smaller ones that ended up forming just kind of like basically how HTS formed over inside of Syria. You had all of these different organizations that were running around. Well, they all formed and fell underneath that main rebel group over there. It's going around murdering people. And the government is struggling to get it, to handle on it. And they're just, the way they're doing it, in my opinion, isn't exactly the best. I'm not even sure why I ended up doing that and going that in depth with you guys into this. I'm curious to what you guys think. I am going to open up the Discord on this because I do want to hear from you guys. Don't have a lot of time. Discord chat's now open. I don't have a lot of time this morning to sit here and chat. Got a lot of things that are going on. Not to mention just looking at all of this crap for the last 3 hours to bring you guys that information over what's going on kind of fries my brain a little bit. So I'm a little bit burnt out on dealing with, looking at pictures of genocide that are taking place over there. Like, I'm kind of over it. But it's absolutely disgusting. And so while people are screaming, why isn't anybody talking about this? Because both sides are in the wrong and they're just murdering each other. And there is Christians that are caught up in the mix over there that are being murdered. But it is way more complicated than people are making it out to be. They're making it out to be that there's just a random Muslim group that's running around and hunting down Christians. They are running around over there and they are killing Christians as they come across them. They are torturing them. They're doing all sorts of horrible things to them. But to sit there and state that this rebel group, this Muslim group, is simply out there to kill Christians and that is their main goal. Nope. It's just a subcategory of the genocide that's taking place. They've murdered way more Muslims than they have Christians inside of the country. I'll tell you that much. But the Christians are also being targeted. If you guys do want to come up and have a conversation, I invite you to raise your hand and we can have that talk. Or if there's anything that you guys want to say about it, I just want to give you guys an opportunity over inside the Discord to be able to come up. And talk about this. I do think it's an issue. Now, I know that there is some groups that are looking at solving some of these problems, and that's all I'm going to state there. And so you're going to see some pretty interesting things happening, I think, come springtime over there. But it's not an easy problem to solve at all. And what ends up emerging out of this is going to end up shaping Central Africa. And, radical Islam has been a problem over there for a really long time. It's not like it just started when ISIS came about. But you guys did hear them talking about Gaza and talking about Palestine. And when I bring up and I tell you guys that what's taking place with quote unquote Palestine is kind of like the beck and call for Islamic terrorists, right? They view that for a reason. They view it that way for a reason. And there's a reason they feel so strongly about it, and it almost empowers them, I guess, like in their brain to be able to do those different types of things. So it's just disturbing. I don't see anybody coming up in the Discord that wants to chat, and that's okay. You guys don't have to necessarily chat about this. All right. Looks like Mac wants to chat about it. So I'm kind of curious. Bring Mac up in here. What's up, buddy?
All right. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I put this in the YouTube chat. I was trying to make it a super chat, but it wouldn't let me. But I just think it's interesting that, you know, people in the United States are so mad about, like, how we treated Africans, you know, back at, you know, 200 years ago when they were enslaved, right? But they don't care about what's happening in Africa right now, where there's an actual genocide going on, and they either dismiss it because it's Muslims killing Christians and they're okay with that, or I don't know. Maybe it's just because it's not in the United States.
It's Muslims killing Muslims and Muslims killing Christians. And in my opinion, it's because black people are dying and nobody gives a crap when black people are dying. They look at that and they go, okay, this is where it's at. And as a Christian, I can't look at that and not say a word about it. Like, those are brothers and sisters in Christ. They're being murdered. And I have to come out and give some accurate information on it and also paint it in the right picture. I think Americans are too worried about their food stamps right now to actually care about what's going on there. Like, you would need a regime change within the country, and you would also need to stamp out radical Islam. And I think that's where Africa really needs to step up, right? And you really need to start, like, the pressure should be put on Africa, in my opinion, to get people in there and to solve that problem.
Yeah. I think that this footage, like everything you showed us, as horrible as it is, that stuff needs to be pumped out on mainstream media to show everybody what's actually happening in the world, you know? Yeah.
And imagine what would happen if mainstream media actually did push that narrative. We would probably see a response from African countries that are saying, this is not acceptable. We're going to go deal with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But they won't. They haven't done it, and they won't. It's just disgusting. It's disturbing.
Yep. Alrighty, that's all I had to say. Thank you.
Yeah, of course, brother. Thank you. Yeah, I think Tucker Carlson would rather sit there and complain about and try to find, like, fake conspiracies or whatever with the Jews versus actually putting forward, like, some good information. HD, you had your hand raised. I did invite you to speak. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, perfect. Thank you for having me up. I appreciate it. I usually don't speak when you do these types of events, but since it is a members only and a small crew, I thought I would go ahead and address them real quickly. I want to make sure that you did see the article I sent with 460 that were killed at a maternity hospital. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Very recently. And there were a couple of other things that have happened over the past 24 hours. My concern, yes, Africa has been a nightmare for eons. The issue that I see right now is that the person who's actually pulling the strings in Africa is China. China has a desperate desire to connect BRI, which is a Belt and Road Initiative, which has already been established throughout Europe, to South America. And they want to do so through Venezuela. And China has already invested a ton of money in ports and other types of infrastructure on the western coast of Africa. And in order to connect from there to Venezuela, he's using these terror groups. With BRI 1.0 that went throughout the Middle East and parts of Europe, it was actually paved through narcotics trafficking, meaning the funding, the development, the location, all of that was paid for through narcotics trafficking. And then it was strengthened and reinforced through the narco-terror pipeline. He started having various terrorist groups take over those parts of territory in order to ensure that there wasn't any pushback from anybody locally so that he could come in and develop the infrastructure and commerce around the Belt and Road Initiative. Mm-hmm. And so there's been this narco-terror alliance with China for the past 10 years, which is now why we see various FTOs in South America and all of these alliances forming. I just want to make sure everyone knows what's happening in Africa is awful, but it's directly the result of Qi's desire to connect BRI-1 to BRI-2.
You know, and China's been over in Africa, and make no mistake about it. Like China, like I said, this crap started all the way back in, I think, 2003, while we're inside of Sudan, but that's about the time China really started heavy meddling over inside of Africa as well. You need to go look at the, like, for people that I know that what you just stated probably went over a lot of people's heads, but go look at China and the amounts that they have actually invested into the economies over there inside of Africa. Just kind of like how the Brits used to go around and they had like their colonies over there. Well, that's exactly, in my opinion, what China has been attempting to do. And then it goes from Africa, they push it down to South America, and then it works its way up over here in the United States.
And that's what I was going to say, is that Africa's lost. I mean, Africa is not the front that we can fight anymore. The front that we need to be fighting is in South America.
Yeah.
Because BRI 2.0 is already in the works. She has already financed a transcontinental rail that will go from Venezuela, Brazil, all the way over into the West Coast. And that's in our hemisphere, guys. I mean, I'm sorry, we can only do so much for Africa. We can only do so much for the Middle East. But in our backyard, me being in Texas, them being a couple hundred miles south of my home, that's where we need to direct our attention right now.
And that's where we can. That's where we can have the greatest impact. That's why, like, Africa needs to solve this problem. Like, Africa needs to step up and get it together. And oddly enough, that's like, as much as I hate Gaddafi, that is like one of the things that he was trying to do, although he was a murderous POS. But at the same time, that's kind of the way of life in Africa. Like what you see on the screen, what I had shown on the screen is very mainstream, takes place across Africa. That stuff's happening inside Kenya too. You know, like it just has been. Yeah, I think Africa needs to step up and get it together in order to make that happen. It looks like I lost you, ma'am. So, yeah, guys, she's absolutely right. We do need to get people over down in South America in order to start solving those problems and start cutting it off before it starts working its way over. I know for those of you guys that have been around for a while, if you guys are brand new members, great. But I mean, I've given a massive brief before, and I generally, like when I talk about like the geopolitical aspect of all this, I'll stick, you know, basically in the greater Middle East with itself and talk about China and Russia, along with what's going on in Ukraine. But she is absolutely right. There is a whole other side of this fight that's taking place from Africa, and it's making its way into Venezuela, into Colombia, and making its way up through Mexico into the United States of America. There's a whole train of people, and you want to talk about like human trafficking and the problems where all that comes in. She is right that, you know, there is basically a super highway that leads from Venezuela and Colombia straight up into Mexico, and it's all 100% catered towards Chinese people. And you have members of the CCP over here inside the United States. If you guys didn't see what took place inside California with, I want to say it was Google off the top of my head. I think it was Google. But I mean, we have spies over here inside of this country. And there's a lot more to the story that we're going to have to keep digging into. But I want you guys to, Smokey, I'm going to hold off here because there's something that I have to do and I have to take. But I'm going to continue to stay up on this. Yeah, I made it members only. Yeah, it's demonetized and all other stuff. Yes, it's 18 plus video, so I can make sure that that information I shared is up there. Hopefully next week I do get up and I go along with that sheriff's department that I told you guys about that is actually enforcing the illegal immigration laws and things like that over here inside the United States. It's targeting those commercial truck drivers that have no business being behind them. I look forward to seeing the direct results. They've only been really launched on this path for the last couple of weeks, and they've already made several arrests of commercial truck drivers that have been taken off the road. And so I am very passionate about that as well, because I don't believe that we should have illegals here in the United States driving commercial trucks, killing freaking Americans. So hopefully that is one of the things I get. And of course, as I told you guys, I'm looking at traveling to other places throughout the country this month. Once a month, I'm going to look at taking a trip now and going and doing like a deeper dive into other stories for you guys so that we can have that. But I think what's taking place with that the sheriff's office is pretty important. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and jump off because, like I said, I got some important stuff I got to take care of. I hope you guys appreciated this live session, the information that ended up getting presented. HD, I want to thank you for coming up and speaking along with Smokey. But yeah, it's a problem. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, peace, love, happiness. God bless. I'm going to be out of here.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.